Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Sunday, March 17th, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, and of course, simulcasting with audio and video streams at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. All right, my friends, where to start here? I remember last year there were reports that the EU was discussing the European Commission taking over the private bank accounts of Greece and just excising a large portion of the money directly out of the bank account, after-tax money, before-tax money, didn't matter. And that caused bank runs, not just in Greece, but all over from Germany to Spain. Now, they did propose it. It did cause runs. Then they came out and denied it. They have begun to freeze the bank accounts in Cyprus and move in that Mediterranean nation that a lot of Brits live in. It's kind of like a bedroom community of England. They are moving to seize, and in some reports are now seizing, upwards of 10%. Some people are having 7%. Others are having 10% directly taken out of their bank account. In fact, visitors, it says British military personnel and government personnel, to give you an example, Prince Philip is from Cyprus, the Queen of England's husband. So for a long time, it was a British-held area. It's basically Britain, or part of the UK, and they're saying they're going to have their money taken. So it's becoming a big deal, and this dovetails into all the preparations we're seeing with governments worldwide to engage in similar activities. So we're going to be breaking that down and tying it into the engineered financial meltdown worldwide. Here's another one from the TAP website, and it has direct links to the press releases that have been put out by PepsiCo. You know, PepsiCo has been caught with, you know, things like bromine or brominated things in their different drinks. And, of course, 2 years ago it came out, and I didn't believe it until I went and looked at the news and found out it was true. A caller called in and said, Pepsi's putting fetal tissue in their flavor enhancers. And I said, come on, don't call up making stuff up like that. And I search engined it, and it was true, and they had big shareholder fights over it. And then Obama did some federal order to block it being released, what they were doing with the baby parts. And then they said, well, we promised to start. But then the news in the last few months was they're just making it secret. Kind of like they're moving right now to make aspartame not be labeled. It's on record to give you type 2 diabetes and brain cancer and everything else. Now they want to put it in everything and not even have it labeled. All the time I say, hey, you know, to friends and family, that's that sugar gum you're chewing has got aspartame in it. No, it doesn't. It's sugar gum. I go, read the back. Oh, it does have it. Yeah, type 2 diabetes. Most of the sugar mints, you name it, the sweetened stuff. Well, now they just call it additives, secret ingredients. And so we've got a report on that, and we don't know what's in it because Pepsi replaces sugar with mystery ingredient. Oh, it could be aspartame. We don't know. So this is the new age of tyranny where you're like, okay, I'm going to start reading the label. Well, you know what? We're just not going to tell you what's in it. It's kind of like Jim Jones, you know. He had him do really hundreds and hundreds of Kool-Aid drinking drills. They never tell him if it had the cyanide in it or not. But we're going to be looking at that. Big Second Amendment news coming up as well. Very, very important broadcast lined up today. And the incredible, unprecedented attack on reporters and free speech, not just here, but all over the world. We have a special report on that front straight ahead. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we've got the best crew in radio and TV right behind that glass.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 17th day. Hard to believe time is really moving that fast. Of March 2013, and we are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and back weekdays, 11 a.m. Central Time, with a 3 hour weekday transmission. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is the auxiliary backup mirror that has a lot of exclusive news on it as well, but a general mirror. And then we stream video at InfowarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv if you'd like to see the TV version of the radio show that's simulcast and the nightly news weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. Okay, wow, where to start? I knew this was coming, but it has certainly gotten here a lot quicker. And the meltdown of the euro is accelerating. The head of the Bundesbank, that's the most important bank in Europe, because Germany is the engine of the EU, has said that it would have to be an act of God. He said, technically, to be exact, he said Jesus Christ would have to intervene. That's in all the major German papers and British papers. We're going to go over that here on the radio. For the euro not to collapse. Now, the euro was established, as heads of the euro have bragged, to take over national sovereignty and to implode those countries under economic dominance, and then to implode the world economy and have the euro be the heart of that new bankrupted system, and to come out with the new strategic drawing reserves, global digital currency. You'll still have your regional currencies, but they will be denominated and backed in the new super fiat currency. So we have that report coming up today and happening again even quicker than I thought it would. Cyprus depositor haircut bailout turns into saver panic, frozen assets, bank runs, broken ATMs. The announcement was made by the European Union on Friday. That's the unelected bureaucracy. The announcement was made that they were going to take 10% out of everyone in the Mediterranean nation of Cyprus's bank accounts, including foreigners, the BBC is reporting, who have bank accounts in Cyprus. And they admit it is a private bailout for the European Union private central banks, that the Federal Reserve gives $85 billion a month of U.S. taxpayer money. That's what QE Unlimited was. QE3 is QE Unlimited. Remember hearing that about 6 months ago? Bernanke announced QE Infinity, QE Unlimited. $85 billion that we have to pay interest on. You give it to the bankers, the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, mainly European banks, but they're really offshore banks. They're above the laws. They're above taxation. General Electric's part of it. $108 billion profit last year offshore alone. None of that money coming back tax-free. And then General Electric lobbies to raise people making over $125,000 a year's taxes to transfer that to themselves in corporate bailouts and government bailouts. See, it's the mega-rich waging war against everybody else, fooling the unwashed masses into thinking that wealth itself is a crime, and that if they destroy wealth, they will somehow get money. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, you can see a special report video that I filed this morning breaking this down and going over some of the background. And we can punch that up on screen for TV viewers. Special report: EU steals nations' private bank accounts, starts EU-wide bank runs. Now, that's my headline. I can show you again here from the Daily Mail. Osborne vows to protect Britain's armed forces in Cyprus as cash machines are emptied and 60,000 British savers face losing 10% in bank accounts, 10% out of their bank accounts. That's just some of the headlines that we have dealing with all of this. Here's another one. ATMs drained as bailout tax triggers run on banks. That's the Australian newspaper, The Edge. The UKIP party, UK Independence Party, is Nigel Farage, fastest growing party in England, who's been on with us frequently. He has predicted all of this, so now their party is just winning elections everywhere, including in the EU elections. And the so-called Conservative Party and the Prime Minister of England is totally freaking out, saying do not join their party or it'll basically bring down England. See, being right has a lot of power attached to it. Let's continue here. Here's Business Insider. Only Jesus can save the Eurozone, says the head of the Deutsche Bank. We're going to be getting into that report. But again, it was designed from the beginning to implode. So the announcement was made Friday afternoon by the EU. Now, the EU has a parliament that Nigel Farage is a UK member of. But as he's pointed out, 80%+ of British laws or UK laws now get made not by the parliament. They just get to vote. And then that's a recommendation to the EU bureaucracy that's exempt from taxes. You just heard me right. Just like our Congress exempts themselves from Obamacare and insider trading laws. And of course, that's illegal to pass a law saying you can do something illegal. It's unconstitutional. They should all be arrested that, you know, that vote for that. Still, they don't even pay their own taxes. Remember when the head of the IMF that's part of the EU bureaucracy, what is it, Le Grand, how do you pronounce her name? The blonde. She came out and said, the people in the euro aren't working enough. We want 6 or 7 days a week, and we want you to pay more. And they have these new excise taxes over Greece and Spain and Italy that are, in some cases, 20% on top of other VAT taxes and the rest of it. And it's just shutting the economies down, which is the plan. People say, well, when you raise taxes that much, it kills tax receipts. Don't they know? Boy, they're stupid. No, they're not stupid. They're on record bragging that they work for the IMF and World Bank that are just front groups like the Federal Reserve for Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and a handful of other globalists. And they're raiding these countries, driving down the value of everything and buying it up for pennies on the dollar. This is economic warfare, and they plan. They've already done some of it here, but they plan to do it here. So let me ask you this question. You notice Bank of America a few years ago got in big trouble because they wanted to take $5 out of all debit card or bank card transactions with your money. Not enough to pay $3-4 to get cash out. Now they're going to charge you all these fees, $5 every time to use your own card, while pressuring you to get out of cash. Once they get you on a cashless society, then they can put all the fines, all the fees they want on. And countries like Finland, that are the model of this progressive socialism that leads to communism, for more than 15 years, I first learned about this from an engineer for a computer company that works for a major company, worked for IBM, who'd been over in Finland the year before and been working on their computer systems. He said, Alex, did you know everyone there has a national ID card that has your bank account, that has everything on it, and they just take money out whenever they want, arbitrarily? And as you know, that's the model. And he was working at IBM, so he was over there helping set it up EU-wide. And so you got to come on the air and talk about this. He said, no, I'm not allowed to because of confidentiality agreements, you know, working for IBM. But he said, just go look it up. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, found a couple articles. But it should be huge news. See, it's not that a cashless society would be bad. It'd be great, except global criminals run it. And they're going to, you're like, well, I have nothing to hide. They don't care if you have nothing to hide. They want to bankrupt you because they're all offshore exempt from it. I mean, if they'd kill 1 million Iraqis to get oil and power, which they did, 1 million died since the invasion. British Medical Journal did the breakdown with British government data. What will they do to you to have power and control? It's called scorched earth. So it's already begun. It's the beginning of the meltdown of the euro by design. We'll break it down when we come back. Stay with us.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, we've all been told over and over again that the mega global international banks, the groups lobbying for UN treaties to take our guns, the groups lobbying for larger private prisons, the groups lobbying for hundreds of different things to destroy societies and make us as weak as possible. They are waging war against us. They are carrying out Agenda 21, which is stated UN policy to create a post-industrial world for the general population of the planet. And two articles that back this up: Mexico bans large cash transactions. Even a couple hundred dollars. That's to track everybody and control everybody. 2 years ago, insane ban on cash transactions in Louisiana on any secondhand items, effectively banning the underground economy like swap meets and farmers markets. And this is happening all over the world. And imagine being in Cyprus, and this is now being announced. The EU is officially announcing. We have the Daily Mail, we have the BBC, we have all the articles linked up at Infowars.com for radio listeners. And you can go there and see them announcing that they've seized the bank accounts. They froze bank accounts system-wide Friday evening. People can't even get into them. And the word is on Monday, the EU's announced 10% will be taken out, and they say they may start taking more. So how do you like too big to fail? You see, if you were Bernie Madoff's only problem was stealing $100 billion and stealing it from other elitists that invested with him. He kind of ripped off the robber baron class, the kind of insider Wall Street class, with Ponzi schemes beyond Ponzi schemes. Now, if he would have been MF Global and John Corzine, the head of MF Global, of course, previously been the head of Goldman Sachs, the very top of the pyramid, $40 billion just came up missing. $2 billion of it, private people's bank accounts in a gold company, gold broker company that they had taken over. And by the way, they'd done that a year before. No one, because we've interviewed victims of it, and it came out in the press a few years ago. I mean, most of you know about it. Even if you're hiding under a rock, that was big financial news. That, we took your private sequestered accounts. So this is the type of stuff going on, and that's the problem with a cashless society. If Jesus was running it, it wouldn't be a problem. But see, when corrupt devils have full control over you, and you have no privacy, but they have total privacy, that's called tyranny. When the government has total secrecy and you have no secrecy, that's called tyranny. When we have total secrecy and the government has no secrecy, that's called liberty. When the government fears the people, that's called liberty. When the people fear the government, it's called tyranny. And by the way, pull this up from Reuters for folks. It was all over the place, but they'll like seeing it in Reuters. Intelligence agencies given access to all Americans' financial information. Remember Richard Nixon was going to go to jail till he resigned for having IRS files? He wasn't supposed to have that. Well, he's the president. He's a dictator. He's our daddy, like Chris Rock said, of Obama. No, he wasn't. The president can't molest children. The president can't rob banks. At least they could in the past, but now they're the president. Yeah, there it is. Exclusive. U.S. plans to let spy agencies scour American finances. Now, it came out because of leaks of Obama's cybersecurity order that if you actually type it in, MSNBC or CNBC got it right. Go back with that search to just Google or startpage.com and type in the same headline, but click on the first article from 4 days ago instead of that new one out of Reuters. It's actually spy agencies have been scouring your data. See, oh yeah, for years. It's a felony every time they do it. Now they're spinning it. Oh, they're about to get access to stop Al-Qaeda, of course, which the government's put in charge in Libya, Syria, and Afghanistan. And now it's coming out that the government runs Al-Qaeda. I heard three shows, I think it was Wednesday of this week, local radio, just surfing the talk radio, one out of San Antonio, two out of Austin, talking about the government running Taliban and Al-Qaeda, talking about how they use it to take our liberties and how they wind up radical terrorists It isn't that the government does all the attacks. Let me explain this. Criminal elements in government and megacorporations finance and fund them. So, and the low-level jihadi doesn't even know that. But it keeps coming out at the highest level. The Al-Qaeda commanders work for CIA, private corporations, MI6, MI5, Shin Bet, Mossad. The French intelligence has been caught. Of course you do. Every time a French president gets caught with some hooker or something, there's a terror attack or a threat of one. I mean, Clinton even got caught missiling aspirin factories in Africa when it got proven he was lying about Monica Lewinsky. And then news came out of him raping women, and then he'd paid them off, and boom, missile attacks, missiles, you know, this is what they do. Governor Ridge 2 years ago, I guess he has a conscience, former head of Homeland Security, first head of Homeland Security, wrote a book and said, I didn't like being ordered to issue fake terror alerts every time the Bush administration had some embarrassing news. Look, whether terrorism's all real or not, most of it's fake, we know that. Don't give into it. Say, fine, I don't want security on planes. Let something happen, one out of a million. I'd rather have that than live in a giant prison where the government that's so big it can protect everybody, well, it's going to go ahead and enslave you. Kind of like, hey, isn't this chip in my arm great? I can buy and sell with it. Can't lose it. And they know everywhere you go, everything you do. And you're like, well, I don't have nothing to hide. Well, it's not that you are bad, so you're showing how good you are. It's kind of like, I'm not going to lock my doors because I'm not a bad person. You don't lock your doors because you're a bad person. You lock your doors. I know this is elementary, but not for some people. You don't lock your doors to protect yourself from yourself. You lock your doors to protect yourself from other people. You don't protect your data because you have something to hide. You know, I get in bed with my wife sometimes, you know, to have male-female relations. And, you know, we lower the blinds. You know, put a movie on for the kids downstairs. I mean, it's like, what do I have to hide? Well, I just like to be private. You know, my bathroom, I got a bathroom door. I close the door when I go to the bathroom. In fact, here at the office, they automatically close. Maybe the window should be open to prove I'm not doing something bad in there. You know, I mean, they shut all over the country. We need to inspect your backyard gardens. You might be growing something illegal. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're treating us like total criminals, and now they're taking everybody's bank accounts in Cyprus and taking 10% off the top, and they've put federal regulations in here 6 years ago to take your pension funds, public and private, and, quote, guard them for government purposes. They've had Senate hearings in the last few years. You know, they've gotten wide coverage where they're talking about taking 10% off your account when the government takes it over to manage it. Isn't that nice? This is after-tax money you paid taxes on over and over and over again. Folks, we're being robbed. They knew Obamacare would bankrupt healthcare. They knew it would double premiums the first year. They knew that this all came out. They want to bankrupt it. And I've been saying this for 17 years because I saw the globalists do this in third world countries. And then 9 years ago in 2002, the IMF World Bank plans got leaked when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank. He says he didn't do it. Yeah, right. Nobel Prize winner, had him on like five times. And it came out that they're planning an implosion here by design in Europe and here, the exact plan. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, now an ebook at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to come back with the attack now on the First Amendment. They're not going to just take the guns. They're going to take everything, your money, everything.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and here is a 9-minute report that Aaron Dykes filed dealing with the fact that the media freaks out whenever members of the press get detained for filming overseas and call it a police state. But here in America, I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg, how much my crew and other crews have been harassed, filming on city streets, you name it, all over this country. And it shows the power structure. It wants to intimidate the press, and it's despicable, and it needs to stop. Here's that report.
Aaron Dykes here for Infowars.com. Now, it's all over the media how a Sky News reporter in China was detained by police because they were filming at the Tiananmen Square and they were talking about the 1989 Tiananmen Square protest.
Not very well. We're currently being detained by the Beijing police, which is
there. That's when police approached them and put them on a bus.
Getting off the van as we speak.
They've stopped us because of one word, I think it was. We were talking about the 1989 protest. They didn't like that. They've stopped us. And so now we've been brought to the police station.
And then later told them they weren't authorized to do their media work.
By the media policies in China, and if you like to go on with your media work, you need to get permissions.
As an InfoWars reporter for more than 7 years, I've been all over the country filming B-roll, filming protests, doing interviews for Alex, and I've encountered this over and over again, especially in cities like Washington, D.C., where we're told that you can't film in public, even though there's a clear First Amendment.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Can I take a look at your film permit real quick?
Sorry?
Your film permit?
Yeah, it's called the First Amendment.
Hey, how are you?
Can you turn the camera off, please? Federal agent.
Okay. Is there a problem?
Yes.
Thanks.
Do you have your driver's license on you?
Well, sir, like I said...
There's a sign right here that states no electrical equipment, no video camera, no filming.
Okay, they got three cop cars on us.
But oh, yeah? What are they saying?
They're not letting us leave.
Yeah.
Taking some shots, man.
Just getting my logo real quick. Be about 20 seconds.
Well, is there a law, or, I mean...
Can't film the building.
You go through public affairs.
No, I'm just getting some cheering shots.
No, you need to go through public affairs for you to videotape or take pictures.
Of any federal building?
Of any federal building.
If anyone's filming, they might be looking for me in Iraq, man.
Do you folks have a permit to film here? We do not have a permit. We're done, but we're just about done. In Kansas City, we were approached by security guards who said they had been contacted by the Federal Reserve Bank, which was more than 200 yards across the street while we were filming from inside a World War I memorial, and they tried to force us to identify ourselves and then to leave under duress of being threatened with arrest.
I'm sorry?
We were just seeing who you were and what you're doing. What's your name?
My name's Aaron.
Okay. Aaron. You're fine. You're not
we're just checking out
wrong.
This memorial. So.
You're not doing anything wrong, okay? What's your last name, sir?
I'm not going to give you my last name.
Then you guys can leave right now.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Now, why do I have to leave?
Because you're with him.
And where's the property in?
Okay.
The whole park. Well, if he gave his name, then he doesn't have to leave.
He did give his name. But okay. It's kind of guilt by association. You guys need to go ahead and go.
What is guilt by association?
Sir, we're not going to answer any more questions. You can go to jail or you can leave.
Are you a police officer, sir?
We do have arrest powers. Do you want to go to jail?
Am I under arrest?
No, you're not under arrest. Not yet. You need to leave.
You're encroaching on our First Amendment right.
No, we are not.
Why not? Is this public property? We have a right.
Go ahead and go. Now.
Then at the Texas Capitol, I was approached by an aggressive officer who didn't like the fact that I was filming and tried to force me to identify myself and detain me until he talked with his superiors.
Who are you?
Can you talk to me?
Yeah. Who are you?
You did.
Huh? Let me see your ID. You don't have an ID? Let me see your driver's license. Peace officer, sir. I'm a state police. And point the camera some other direction.
Don't touch my camera.
ID, sir. Show me your ID, please.
Why?
Suspicious person. How's that? Let me see your ID, please, sir.
It happens at airports, even though TSA's own policy admits that people have the right to film their encounters. We're told over and over again that we can't film TSA and that we don't have a right to report on what's happening inside airports in clear violation of the First Amendment and common law.
I want to film this. Okay, you can't do that.
Okay, so on your website, we can. Your website says we can.
Sir? Sir, the First Amendment says we don't need permission.
Yes, you do.
It's the First Amendment. Sir, do you write the Constitution?
Alex Jones encountered this in 2004, as you've seen in his film Martial Law, where thousands and thousands of protesters are arrested for no reason and journalists are intimidated again and again by police and told they don't have permission to film on the city streets of New York.
The police have been arresting reporters across the city, and a judge had ordered them to stop.
but that just seemed to encourage him.
Take him out. How about we go to whoever gave those to you and get him revoked? I just asked you to do me a favor and not tape over
here. It's my fault, sir. I'm his boss.
No. Listen, first of all, I'm talking. I don't need you to interrupt me while I'm talking. Yes, sir. All right?
Okay.
And I just got finished telling him that I don't want him taping over here.
Meanwhile, training videos created by Homeland Security and sent to law enforcement agencies throughout the nation advise officers to view photographers as potential terrorist threats and to run them through the terrorist screening database.
See way down there? There's a woman taking photos of the dam. Someone called 911 and reported a suspicious person. As you guessed, she's going to be a Category 3 hit. And since it's very important that we don't let her know that we know, both the dispatcher and the officer need to make sure she doesn't hear the radio traffic.
Stand by. If I could ask you to wait right here, please.
All over the country, there have been cases of reporters being arrested for simply filming federal buildings or police officers.
Police arrest folks all over the country for filming them in public, no matter how many times state and federal courts say it's constitutional. And federal buildings, they'll say, don't videotape, even if it's the middle of downtown Austin, like we're terrorists.
Our own InfoWars magazine reporter was threatened with arrest for filming a judicial building in downtown Austin, until Alex Jones protested the building and got them to admit that indeed the reporter had the right to take photographs of the building.
But listen, all I'm saying is she... Okay, so it's not illegal for her as a journalist to take photos of this building across... Okay. Because I had to sit there and explain to her that she's not going to go to jail.
In states like Illinois, they've abused wiretapping laws set up in the 70s meant to protect people from covert recordings and tried to apply them to out-in-the-open cameras and audio recorders, trying to say that it's a crime.
Authorities are being ordered to stop arresting and charging citizens who record audio of police in public. But the ruling is only a temporary order, which says the Illinois eavesdropping law likely violates the First Amendment.
And they've even threatened people with life in prison for multiple counts of filming police.
Allison had faced eavesdropping charges for recording audio of law enforcement in public. Crawford County State's Attorney Tom Wiseman charged Allison with 5 felony counts. Each carries up to 15 years in prison.
Do you really think he deserves prison time?
It's not only outrageous, but it's a total chilling effect on free speech. Just last week during South by Southwest, our InfoWars street team was ticketed for trying to hand out free magazines. Again, a violation of the First Amendment.
As InfoWars is handing out our monthly magazine for free, South by Southwest got some Austin police officers to issue warnings, then tickets when we wouldn't stop. But there is no ordinance against handing out free information on public streets.
And it wasn't until Alex Jones went down there to protest that police backed off, and many of them admitted they thought it was wrong.
Did you hear that? Now South by Southwest people, because they didn't get the cops to harass us, because the cops are now behaving like they should under the Constitution, they're now having people come up and harass us, saying you can't on city streets hand a magazine out because you're not South by Southwest.
So while we put the spotlight on the case of Mark Stone from Sky News and what happened to him in China and how they interfered with the media there, we should keep in mind that our own country is under attack, and if we don't stand up for the First Amendment, we're going to lose it. In the name of terrorism, they've tried to chill speech and criminalize photographing public officials, police officers, and just public events in general. We can't let them do it. We have to stand up to it and say no and stand up for our rights.
That's right. We'll be back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are simulcasting video right now at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you were watching, you could see the video that we just sent out. If you're listening, the report is posted up for everyone at InfoWars.com via YouTube. And understand, on our YouTube channels that have over 400 million views, and on PrisonPlanet.tv, we have all these incidents unedited with our reporters. So you understand, it was in the Kansas City Star, and it's been in the news. We won a lawsuit over this for an unspecified amount of money in the settlement for our reporter being arrested in Pittsburgh, Rob Dew. Settled the lawsuit is the way to put it, over this. And imagine in America, You have to understand, folks, I've been in D.C. with national film crews from Discovery Channel, History Channel, Independent Film Channel, and one other. And they're there with official film crews who've gone and tried to get permits, which you're not even supposed to get a permit to film in public places unless it's for entertainment. You're going to be blocking streets. But they've expanded that out to the First Amendment and freedom of the press and taught the police that it's arrestable to film anywhere basically in the country. And only where people push back do they back off. But I've been there where they refuse them permits in D.C. when they ask for them. And then you're on a sidewalk. You're in the middle of a field with just, you know, a camera guy and a sound guy 500 yards from the Washington Monument. And the police come over and say, we're going to arrest you. You can't film here. And they say, but the city wouldn't give us a permit. And they go, we don't care. We're going to arrest you. And then they walk over to tourists and say, you can't film your children. I thought the first time this happened, they were just harassing us. Try to go to the White House and stand on the streets. They've got barricaded around it like a third world country. You know, they've suspended the tours as well now. And try to film. They'll come out and say, Secret Service in police uniforms, you know, Secret Service actually has uniform police. They'll say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't stop filming. You go, but First Amendment. All right, get up against the deal. You know, you heard me being polite with the New York police out there, where they had arrested over 1,000 peaceful people, including journalists, AP journalists, famous journalists, who would just be there showing a peaceful demonstration or people walking down the sidewalk, and they would throw you in the Pier 57 facility and run buses in there day and night to make you vomit and get sick. That came out in lawsuits. They did it on purpose. So I'm there during the day, 400 yards or so by the barricades at Pier 57, an old city bus terminal built out over the river. And the cops come over and say, I'm going to arrest you if you film this. He was saying it to my reporters. So I said nicely, sir, I'm the one that ordered them to. Shut up! Did I tell you to talk? And folks, if you ask New York cops for directions, they talk to you like that. It's like North Korea. The government wants you to know you're low scum. We've been broken like a pimp breaks a prostitute. Now, not all departments are totally criminal, but still in Austin last weekend, and there's film and footage of this on Infowars.com. It got picked up by local news as well. At first, when I called the local news, I said, we can't hand out magazines or literature anywhere downtown. We're not allowed to have bumper stickers. The News 8 guy goes, come on, are you serious? And I said, listen, come down. They came down. Sure enough, it was true. And the cops went, we won't enforce this ordinance. The ordinance doesn't say they can do that. And if they did have an ordinance, you can't have an ordinance saying we're all galley slaves or blacks are slaves again. You can't just do whatever you want. And I mean, first they said, oh, get 2 blocks away from the convention center. And then, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and write you a ticket. And that's North Korea. But see, when North Korea does it, it's, can you believe North Korea or China? Well, a Fox News reporter was in Tiananmen Square with authorization, and they detained them. Detained them? They were torturing people when Rob Dew was taken to the military base at the G20 Pittsburgh meeting. He was on a hilltop filming them, daytime, nighttime curfew, selectively enforced. They weren't even letting reporters cover anything. And the military trucks would pull up and just grab people off the streets. And so they wanted to find somebody to beat up. They had task forces from all over the country. It was all a psych warfare test to see what cops will do. And he was at the local university after the G20 had ended that morning. And they're staying near their hotel and hear, hey, there's cops showing up. So he went to the hilltop and showed police blocking off the university square, letting no one leave, and then coming up to women begging on their knees, and they would just split their heads with billy clubs. I mean, blood spraying, orgy of evil. And they march up the hill to where he is with the press. Local mainstream TV was there. They go, okay, you can go. Nope, you're all arrested. They arrest you. They take them freezing in the rain, people with hoods over their heads. They would take them in bathrooms and make fun of their genitalia size. I'm not going to even get into the whole story, but this is America, okay? If they give the cops the order to take your property, to put your wife in a FEMA camp, I'm telling you, they'll follow the orders. They're ready. They're ready. And America is going to be judged. China's aborted 330 million babies. The numbers are out. We've aborted 53 million. And we love it. I mean, killing babies is good. So if they're going to kill babies, they might as well take your bank account. If they're going to kill babies, they might as well. I mean, the footage we got of him up on that hill, zoomed in, where you'd have girls on bikes, and they knock her off. She's like, please, and they come over, and just full power, right in the head, blood, just blood, and the cops are just celebrating, devastating, devastating, devastating America, devastating freedom, devastating people's daughters, devastate, 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 America is ours! Yeah! And Europe's the same way. You go protest, they take your bank account. They're shooting people in Spain now, just mowing them down. And I'm an extremist for not liking it. The average coward will make excuses for this because you're scared deep down. You think cowering will make it okay. Now, by pushing back, I said, okay. I called the police. I called the code enforcers. I said, I'm going to sue you, and I'm coming down there. And then they went to officials, authorities, not servants, and said, well, we're going to get sued. We've lost suits before. So then they said, okay, don't do it. So then someone claiming they work for South by Southwest, big shaved head muscle guys started coming out to our street team, women we hired, you know, like Miller Lite girls. We hired a team, well-known team, who's never had this happen to them in 4 or 5 years, some of their workers. And they said, yo, I'm scared. I've never had police say they're going to arrest me next. First, it was, we'll give you tickets, then we'll arrest you. And I've never had guys come up and say, hey, baby cakes, you better watch it. These streets belong to me. You don't hand that out here in Austin. That's how they said that one guy even talked, like in the movie. Little girl, these streets belong to us now. You better get off the street. And I haven't told this story till now. Of the 5 women we hired, only 2 would go back to work of the street team. And then we hired another street team, and almost all of them quit. And I was going to do it 2 days. I paid to have it done all 6 days because they did that. In America, to try to hand out magazines about liberty and freedom, you got to deal with cops, code enforcers, and then guys going, listen here, baby cake. There's going to be a big problem. You either pay money to South by Southwest as a sponsor, or you don't hand nothing out on these streets. And that's what America has now become. And they're going to take everything. When they take the Second Amendment, they're going to take your free speech, your bank accounts, everything. Already in Europe, they're taking 10% out of people's bank accounts across the board. And the government's exempt from the taxes and exempt from the rule. Why not? You'll put up with it. Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you live under is the exact level that you put up with. I'm going to come back, take calls in the next hour. I'll give you the toll-free number when we start the next hour. Here it is. It's 877-789-ALEX. I want to first open the lines for police. Are you going to follow these orders nationwide? Do you think it's right to say we're all terrorist filming while the government runs Al-Qaeda? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And that is coming up in the next hour. Then we'll take general phone calls. But I want to hear you defend this. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Second hour, a lot of other news after we take calls on the Second Amendment, the economy, you name it. But just briefly here, if we don't stand for the First Amendment, we'll lose everything. And don't forget to support the broadcast. You can buy that magazine that's so hated and so feared by tyrants at cost in groups of 10 up to 100 at InfoWarsStore.com, or get a yearly subscription and get the next 12 issues mailed to you. Almost every issue is sold out in bulk sales. So if you want to get bulk, sign up and get those copies. The big color, glossy magazines, great way to wake people up. Absolutely powerful. And don't forget InfoWarsHealth.com, the very best revolutionary vitamins, minerals, and other key cofactor things discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also sign up there and get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com. And our team can answer your questions there on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst Plus, the Ultimate FX, all of it. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. InfoWars Health product line, 888-789-9277. And the Come and Take It t-shirts, all the videos, the ball caps, all of it that gets the word out and supports this transmission. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can link through when you're visiting PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And don't forget, 11 people with one membership can log in and watch the video portion of this daily radio show 6 days a week and the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. Takes about a minute to sign up. We'll be right back with the second hour. Can we reverse the tide and save America? That's up to you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's You know, I really want to hear from police officers out there, because, you know, some people can watch the video where I'm being polite to the New York cop who's screaming at me with adolescent hatred for filming in public. If I wouldn't have done that, they would have arrested us all, ended our reporting, and beaten us up within an inch of our lives, probably, is what happened inside Pier 57. And so I could get the video out to show you the evil. I mean, people ask why the Federal Reserve sent over private security guards to the city park, not their private property, the private Federal Reserve, and had their hands on their guns and said, all right, now go. Go. I said, go, or you're being arrested, sort of putting their hands. And the guys were instructed not to get in confrontations so we could show it. And then the Federal Reserve denied they'd even done that. They want to just quietly do this to us and then not have us talk about it, not have us discuss it. And it just shows how whacked out the system's gotten, that in at least 15, 16 different states, like Illinois leading it, they will charge you with felonies and try to put you in jail for life in the case of areas in Illinois that we've covered. And it just shows that it's like the guy facing, 5 to 7 years in prison with a state felony in Florida because he released a couple of heart balloons for his girlfriend when she came out of the house. And the state police saw it, came over, said, did you release those balloons? Said, yeah. Hey, that's environmental damage, a felony, and he's going to get convicted and go to prison. Because they'll tell the jury, you don't judge the facts as well as the law. You just do what the judge says. No, juries are voters. If you think a law is wrong, you let them go. I've always been a supporter of the death penalty because I believe in an eye for an eye, but you can't trust a criminal government to administer. Like the Michael Morton case where they knew he was innocent. Put him in jail, fought to keep evidence from coming out. And, you know, there's a case here. Can attorney committed in psychiatric hospital still practice law? Very fluent, well-spoken woman exposing Williamson County corruption. She finally got at it for, 2 years since 2011 in a maximum security mental ward because she was going after and suing Williamson County. I mean, Williamson County is a mafia, but they have short hair and, you know, wear suits so no one can believe it. I mean, I live here. I know the nightmares of what go on. Quite frankly, I won't even enter Williamson County. Sometimes I drive on I-35 through there, and I drive the exact speed limit and watch out because that is Goodfellas area. And it all comes out, you know, the mayors of the towns running drugs and their kids running drugs and people dying in custody and all the corruption. And it's their thing. It's their La Cosa Nostra. Let's jam in a call here, and then we'll come back in the next segment and see if we've got any police officer callers. Andrew in PA, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I recently watched your interviews with your fellow host tonight, Eddie Craig, and I also read a couple of articles about Eddie Craig in the news. And after seeing that your fellow host tonight, Eddie Craig, can use perfectly legal means to get out of paying traffic tickets and also get out of paying taxes.
Yeah, that's because they break the law the way they give them, violate the state and federal constitutions. Almost everything the police do is illegal. But they've been doing it so long that they think it's normal, so now they go, hey, you can't hand out literature on the street. Street preachers can't preach. You have no First Amendment. And you're like, well, I'm going to still do it. Okay, I'm going to beat your brains out on the way to the police station. I'm God. Yeah. I'm the state. I'm the government. I own you. I am God.
Well, I understand that, but my point is, if Eddie Craig can use perfectly legal means to do this, in theory, any American should be able to as well. So it's not too much trouble. Is anyway?
Yeah, I want to get Eddie Craig back on the show. I've told people that we're gonna get him back on the radio show and the nightly news for some extensive discussions in the near future. All right. Anything else?
No, that's all I wanted to bring up.
Hey, what do you think about all over the country? It's a big deal when China tells reporters they can't videotape on city streets. It's like, oh, those dirty commies. But then when we do it, it's like, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Well, with China, you can say, well, what do you expect our communists? But in America, it makes you think, dude, what the heck's going on? I thought we had a constitution. So it doesn't make any sense to me. And
I hear you, Andrew. Thanks for reminding me. I need to get Eddie Craig back on. We've got a large squadron of producers out there, so maybe that'll happen. All right, we'll be right back after this break. I want to hear from police officers, 877-789-ALEX. I mean, do you think this is a good thing? How about the FEMA camps? How about turning our guns in? That sound good to you?
When you grab a mess with your friends.
No, it's good for you.
KLON, Los Angeles.
songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, owned and controlled by foreign offshore banks, on record says that less than 2% of the deposits that are digital currency in our bank accounts is actually denominated in paper money. That is, for all the digital money that represents U.S. domestic notes, even worse if you count internationally, less than 2%. So if just 4 or 5% of people try to go to the bank and get all their money out in cash, it would all be gone. Okay, that's conservative. And you've probably noticed if you try to get a few thousand dollars out, if you're going on a trip or you just want to, you know, bury it in the backyard, they act like you're a criminal to do that and file a suspicious activities report on you. They don't just do it for $10,000. And now Reuters is reporting that spy agencies without warrants look at everybody's bank accounts. Well, that's in the Know Your Customer regulations from the mid-90s. I've been telling you that. It was put into the code. It's fraudulent laws, but they don't ever want to have a debate about that because they don't want you to know about it. Now, before I go back to your calls, we got people calling in mass here, but unfortunately, no police officers that I see. Last hour, I said, hey, cops, you want to call in and defend arresting people or ticketing people, filming in public on sidewalks or streets while you film us from surveillance cameras? You know there's no expectation of privacy in public places. Who's telling you to do this? What's this about? I'd like to hear from you. And I know we got a lot of good police out there. We also got some bad ones out there. The point is you're going to be asked to do all these tyrannical things, so I want to hear from you. I think the phones are loaded, though. The number is 877-789-ALEX. And I'll go back to some calls, but I want to talk about denial here just briefly. For TV viewers, let's punch up the article that I have on screen. Here's the BBC from yesterday, Saturday, March 16th. It's March 17th right now. Shock in Cyprus as savers face bailout levy. And so we posted articles, we wrote articles, I did a special video report on Infowars.com, it's up there right now, saying that the EU ruled the unelected bureaucracy. You can't unelect them. It's a dictatorship. I've had members of the British Parliament on, members of the EU Parliament on, who are elected but have no authority. Nigel Farage and others. I mean, it is a tyranny. They exempt themselves from their own laws. Just look that up. EU bureaucrats exempt from taxes. Look it up. Exempt from insider trading, just like our Congress. It's a criminal class. Tyranny is the norm. It can and is happening here. Your denial fuels it. Just like cigarettes fuel lung cancer. We've got to get off this stuff. So continuing, shock in Cyprus as savers face bailout levy. Now, it's begun. Only a few bank chains are open on Saturday and Sunday. Those that are open let you get your money out, but only down to 10%. The problem is then they have to shut because the cash runs out. The ATMs, and I have like 8 articles on Infowars.com saying this, from International Tribune, International Business Times, Reuters, BBC, MSNBC, BBC, Zero Hedge. So it's more than 7. And it says, people in Cyprus have reacted with shock of the news of the one-off levy of up to 10% of savings as part of the euro plan the government reached with the EU. I mean, the EU last year appointed Mario Draghi as the new head of the new Italian prime minister. Or was it president? I mean, they appointed the new head of the Greek government. Now, look at this. You go to Infowars.com and my video report, special report, EU steals nations' private bank accounts, starts EU-wide bank runs, and under it, I link to all this mainstream news, okay, that I just mentioned to you. So it's all got links to where it's admitted. And look, listeners are on there posting the BBC article saying people in Cyprus have reached the deal, 10 billion euro. And it goes on to say now they're announcing they're going to take 12%. And then it's got that listed right there. That's the lowest is 9.9, but the highest is 12. And then that's RT and others reporting. Now look at this. RT is reporting 12.5. Now, you can just go read the EU announcement. It says up to 12%. Now look, as is common, AJ fabricates, and if called later on the lie, he dismisses it as a rare error. This latest example is AJ slanting that Bank of America would charge users $5 every time they use a debit card. And then it goes on. I mean, that was what they said. And what does that have to do with any of this? And then down here, you've got them saying, no, it's only 7% they're taking out of the bank accounts. And I searched that today when I saw them saying that and just kept double checking and that I was right. But they just throw that out there to change the subject into, is Alex right? These are admitted bots. The government on record has bots. 73% of Obama's Twitter followers were fake. Guys, type that in. 73% of Obama's Twitter followers were fake. USA Today or whatever source comes up. The point is, I did a video about that, and they said that was a lie. Now Congress has come out. Members of Congress have exposed they're getting fake tweets they track back to the White House. Of course. The head of Twitter, the head of Facebook, they've all bragged that they've given all their users' data to the White House to use. But see, they'll just come out and deny that this is happening, just like they've been saying. About a year ago, AP wrote an article saying that there are no bullets being bought. We're liars. Then when it hit 1.6 billion, they said, oh, it was a million over here. It wasn't 1.6. And they went to one line item at fed.biz, you know, the federal purchase site. And then now they've admitted it, but they still have the Huffington Post and others say there are no bullets. And then they had a big syndicated columnist, Diane West, in the Daily Times, and this was in newspapers all over the country, said, why does Obama need 1.6 billion bullets? Forbes came out and said last week, we need to have a national discussion about the 1.6 billion. They're already following old numbers. It's over 2 billion now, as collated by Breitbart.com and DrudgeReport.com. So it's well over 2 billion, thousands of armored vehicles. And then they lie and say they're for the Marines. Well, yeah, the Marines bought some of the same armored vehicle, but it's on record they've got big armored Homeland Security vehicles driving around. It's on record police departments are being given them. I mean, everybody knows they've got those. It's all over the news. But they say that I am a liar. All you got to type in is 73%. There it is. Obama has millions of fake Twitter followers. USA Today. See, my memory was right. Yeah, that's from 2012, my memory. President Obama Twitter account has 18.8 million followers, but more than half of them really don't exist, according to reports. It says that the web tools determine 70%. My number was 73. That must be the actual web tool. Oh, that's the New York Times says 73. They say over 70. Boom, 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 fake, boom. Okay, you're the liars. You're the liars. Do I get some stuff wrong occasionally? Yes, but usually it's underestimating. It's underestimating. In fact, now I kept saying 378 million. That was an old number. Wachovia and Wells Fargo, it's now over 450 billion in laundered drug money, and they didn't get in trouble for it. I said Corzine stole a billion. It turned out it was at least 1.4 of MF Global People money. I mean, you know, look, it isn't up to me to be perfect, by the way. It's not about, it's about the world and the tyranny. Is this right or is this wrong? Don't use their distress. See, and people ask, why do they lie about the bullets? Why did Robert Gibbs come out and say, I was told to lie about foreign and domestic drones and to deny a program that existed? Congress funded it, but they know you don't know how to look up congressional funding. So Gibbs comes out on MSNBC 3 weeks ago and says, I was ordered to lie. I go on talk shows and say, they say, why do you lie about domestic drones? Because again, if they can change the subject and they think you're stupid and divert off into is it true or not, we'll never be able to get anywhere with this. Your phone calls and a ton of news. I'm going right to your calls. On the other side of this quick break, Infowars.com or streaming video right now. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we did have some police officers and former police officers call in. I'll get to them and then get to everybody else. But I want to get their take on this because, you know, as someone that has a little bit of power myself, I get embarrassed if I exercise it on someone who doesn't deserve it. And I get embarrassed by the little bit of, quote, status I have being a syndicated radio host that reaches millions of people a day. But then other people get a little bit of power and they act like total jerks. And imagine cops are where the rubber meets the road. Imagine what it's like on top of the establishment with the Air Force One and the red carpets and now all over the country saying you can't film anywhere in public. I've seen videos where they beat people up and then take them to jail. It's very, very frightening. But speaking of the denial mechanism, AP, Daily Times, Forbes, a bunch of others have gone and looked at the federal purchase records and confirmed over 2 billion rounds of ammo purchased, delivered, and ordered, and that it's a massive arms buildup and the armored vehicles and the militarization and the drills. And then they just deny it exists and say, I'm a liar. Sarah Palin quoted us, and they came out in Politico and said she was insane. It was an anonymous posting and that I'd made it up. And then Forbes and others go and look, and they go, no, it's true. We need to have a discussion. Why are they stonewalling? Because it's part of a takeover. When they were illegally spying on people without warrants at the NSA, they lied about it. Now it's admitted. And so, Alex, I mean, on my own site, they're going, he's a liar. They're not taking 10% of people's bank account. When I'm quoting BBC, you name it. I mean, again, because they don't want this news here. And they think you're stupid. Well, you haven't stopped anything. I've got an article here out of, I'm going to dig it up. It's out of Zero Hedge. There's another one here where they're going, wow, all the major Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, blah, blah, blah. They're now covering the government trying to implode the economy by design and economic takeover. And that healthcare is meant to, of course, that's the plan. And if I can say anything, I've forced mainstream conservatism to admit that we're in deep trouble. And if we can do that, then we can have a real debate about this and save this country. But I know why tyrants always take over and most of the time succeed, because whatever group had freedom can't believe it's happening. Same reason in criminology, young women get in cars with serial killers, because the serial killers wear suits and ties and drive nice vehicles. Just like the fiction movie American Psycho. That's just like Ted Bundy. Because they're looking for the dirt ball, the guy with long hair and tattoos to kill him. And it's the same thing here. People just can't believe this is happening. And it is happening. The Nazis all wore suits. The communists wore suits. They killed hundreds of millions of people in Russia. Well, the communists total have killed over 170 million. China, Russia, you name it. Hitler was a national socialist, but see, people think he was a fascist. They call themselves fascist, but they use socialism. I'm not defending fascism either. It's another authoritarianism. But even fascism uses socialism for the general population and then only a command and control economy for insiders on the top. Let's go to this quick video of Gibbs on MSNBC. You can pull up articles, the full videos online at 16 minutes. Robert Gibbs is press sec. I was ordered not to acknowledge the existence of drone program if you want to see the full video. But here's a quick excerpt where he says it's like the Wizard of Oz. Well, then I am Toto and so are you. We're pulling the curtain back. The Emperor's New Clothes. Here it is.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists. Wow. And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what Major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it. But here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition. You're being asked a question based on reporting of a program that exists.
Right.
So you're the official government spokesperson, exactly, acting as if the entire program, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it on the phone when Max Cabrera, running my street team, was there and was talking to cops, and I talked to him and talked to and the guy's like, oh, hey, Alex, I'm a listener. And I'm like, this is wrong, giving them tickets. I know, but that's my orders. And I go, so you'll do anything? And I'm like, what about the Constitution? What about the Bill of Rights? I don't know what you're talking about. Look, we have these rights, okay? And these rights are what made us wealthy and successful. not what gave us problems. And as the liberty goes, so does the prosperity. And if folks, if they cannot let you hand out stuff in downtown Austin, or even told us you can't have a bumper sticker on your car. And so I said, well, let me talk to the code enforcer instead of the cops. So I'm on the phone with the code enforcer who's ordering the cops around. He goes, Alex, I'm a listener too. I'm being ordered. It's my job. And I said, this is wrong. And he goes, I got to tell you something else. They don't want bumper stickers on your company car. They see that car parked down there. And I said, you're telling me in America. I go, where is it parked? In a meter? And I go, is it legally parked? And he goes, yeah. And I go, are my people blocking the right of way? And he goes, no, the code says it's for like hot dog. I said, is this for like hot dog stands blocking the sidewalk? He goes, yep. He goes, no, I know the street team. They're totally polite. What they're doing's always been okay. I'm told now to issue these tickets, and next they're going to be arrested. And so I said, well, I got to drive back from Galveston. And I had to get in the car and drive back and then have a protest for them to back off. And then my street team quit out of fear. Because when the cops did their job and wouldn't threaten the Constitution, the goons were then sent. I mean, and next it'll be, well, you know, it's good to have big muscle guys telling women they can't be on the street in America. Let's go to a current police officer in Maryland named Tom. He's saying he's a police officer. Tom, what is your view on this? Maybe I'm an extremist. Maybe we shouldn't have free speech.
Well, good afternoon, Alex. I'm a retired police officer, and it's despicable the kinds of things that I hear that you and your staff have undergone. You spoke earlier today in the show about behavior that, to me and those that I served with, absolutely dishonorable and outrageous to hear those types of things. What I haven't heard you report on, and I'm very interested in, though, are the number of internal affairs complaints that you and your street team have filed against the various officers in these various departments. It is important to file these, even if you don't think you'll get a satisfactory outcome, because at the very least, you're getting these reports, one record, just like if you're tracking crime.
No, you're right, and I always say we should be tougher with people. I myself have a soft heart and don't even want to get them in trouble, because I know the dirtbags, according to them, at South by Southwest ordered it. My only concern, I went and talked to them, and some of them apologized later and posed for photos. They said, look, we were ordered to, and they're like little kids. You know, the cops I knew growing up, you know, in Dallas were like tough guys and stuff. I don't get how, and would never do something like that. But I hear your point about doing that so that at least there's a record of it.
File those complaints. You've got to file the complaint. Even if you feel like you don't want to get someone in trouble, it's got to go on record. It's not necessarily going to cost someone their job, but it's the first line of defense in stopping this sort of behavior.
Why do you think America's getting like this? Are they getting ready to really pull the plug?
I hope that's not the case. I think that as with any situation where you have an organization that has power, you're going to have them pushing the limits. And you have to have on the reverse side, and that's why
pushback. Pushback.
You've got to have that pushback, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, free people are free because they stand up. The reason we have freedom is our ancestors stood up. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I'll leave you with this. I think the more peaceful pushback and dialogue that we liberty-minded folks can engage in, the less likely we'll have of any type of implosion that so many people...
I agree. We're going to talk about that when we come back. More calls straight ahead.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we had a ton of callers that were police, and I guess they got busy in their squad cars. They all hung up. You got a couple of open lines. Well, I'm going to open the phone system up. That's how our system works. I'm going to open it up right now if any police can get in. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But I'm going to just go to general calls right now and see what you're calling in about. I mean, obviously, I've thrown a lot of news here. The EU is a private consortium for private banks trying to set up a bank of the world and global taxes, and they arbitrarily exempt themselves from their own laws and are now taking at least 10% out of people's bank accounts in Cyprus arbitrarily right off the top to bail out themselves. And they've created 1.5 quadrillion worldwide, many, many times all the real wealth in the world. In fact, real wealth worldwide is not estimated to even be 100 trillion. But they created 1.5 quadrillion. I mean, if Bernie Madoff created 1.5 quadrillion, you'd arrest him. Or if Ken Lay did, of Enron. But they do it, and it's like, well, that's the end of it. We've infected everything, so now you've got to do whatever we say. And then it's designed to not even prop it up. That's what's crazy. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Who's up first here in line? Okay, yeah, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
In Texas?
Yeah, Mark, you want to talk? Go ahead, brother.
I'm in Ohio, but that's okay. I've got a heat pump that I got a patent. Took 4.5 years to get it, and they're just keeping it quiet. I've talked to the Department of Energy for 3 years, almost straight. 7 people retired that I talked to. I talked to the state, Jobs Ohio, and then I called Channel 4, and Channel 4, come April, has put off this broadcast for 6 months.
Put out the broadcast saying what?
They taped it. This heat pump, I haven't named it. I used a heat pump. It's
yeah,
inside.
I got to be honest. I can't understand what you're talking about. Maybe I'm stupid. Explain to me what you're talking about.
I'm talking about a patent that I have that I've took to the state and the energy, Department of Energy. Nobody's even bothered to look at it. People talks about, everybody's on the news, we're looking for new energy sources. This saves roughly 45% in
Well, bro, you do better calling me and sending me a breakdown of your patent or whatever, because talking about it here on air, I mean, listen, I hear you. I appreciate your call. You need to mail me that information. I can't just sit here and talk about you've got a patent and it's in Ohio and it's the federal patent and, you know, whatever. And we don't really screen calls, but this is just all over the map. I'm going to go to Lewis in Pennsylvania now. We probably got the calls out of order. Let's see if Lewis is in Pennsylvania. Lewis, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Pennsylvania, but yeah. I wanted to call referring to a YouTube video that I saw the other day.
Okay.
About this guy in Australia, right? He was holding a flintlock rifle. He was talking about all the new gun laws that are being proposed over here in the U.S. And he was saying that he doesn't agree with them. And he was talking about how they took all the guns in Australia.
Oh, no. First they took the semi-autos, saying that's all they wanted. Then they took the bolt action, and now they've set to ban single shots. Yes. So they're banning guns everywhere they've done this. And then they deny that they want our guns, Lewis.
Yeah, and he was talking about how a lot of the guns were from former military, and they cried like when they took them all and crushed them and stuff, that they had those guns all around the world.
And by the way, the violent crime rate roughly tripled. You can pull this up. In the 15 years since they banned the guns. And did you know the real Crocodile Dundee, the guy that was based on, was a real person? He wouldn't give up his rifles. The SWAT team came to his house and tried to kill him, and he killed 2 of the cops, and then they killed him. They've killed over 1,000 Aussies. You can pull it up, and U.S. newspapers reported on it, during the gun confiscation. They will do it. They've done it before, and the U.N. treaty is set for this month. John Kerry's backing it, the Secretary of State. And they say that they want the civilian abolition of gun ownership. Abolition means the banning. God bless you. Absolutely, Lewis. Great point about how the globalists have control of Chicago and New York. Total gun ban. They want our guns. By the way, the NRA president has come out. Look, there's a video up at Infowars.com. He went on Fox News. No, he's the executive director. Not the president, Wayne LaPierre, and has pointed out that the White House internally is freaking out that their gun grab has backfired and are hoping for another event to reverse it. And that's what Dianne Feinstein has said. That's what Michael Moore has said. Don't worry, there'll be more events. Let's show the images of the dead kids to end the Second Amendment. Their goal, as she said before, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to hand them in, is to ban our guns as an act of domination. I mean, Dianne Feinstein is the queen of insider trading. She went to Congress worth a couple $100,000 20 years ago, the Senate, and is now worth, some estimates are 150 mil, most are below 100 mil, about 80 mil. Her husband's a billionaire and got, oh man, it's bad. Let's go ahead. Let's talk to Ryan, and Ryan is calling from Texas. So what'd you call in about today, Ryan?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy, what's on your mind today? I'm great. Go ahead. So you're a police officer currently?
That's correct. What I wanted to talk to you about actually was the tip-off I got back in October regarding the whole ammo shortage. I have a buddy of mine, he's an FFL dealer, I got a call from him in October. This is exactly what he told me. He said, I just had an FBI client of mine call up to order 30,000 rounds of .223. He questioned him. He said, it's a big order. I can fill it. But why do you need so much? And he said this. He said, within a couple of months, you won't be able to purchase it, or it's going to be so expensive, you won't be able to get your hands on it. Something's going down. He wasn't sure what it was, but he said that it has something to do with the Obama presidency. Either he's going to declare martial law, or he's going to try to confiscate guns. And it's back in October.
Well, again, I happen to know a lot of federal firearms dealers. I'll just leave it at that. I happen to know some of the biggest manufacturers of firearms and ammunition. The NRA said over a year ago that, well, this was in the news. People remember. I mean, it's no secret. They said Obama will try to ban guns. We've been told. Now they've released that internal Justice Department memo 2 weeks ago where that was their plan even before the election and then new memos after. And isn't it magic that all these perfect things happened? But even FBI folks didn't know why. Their regional directors told them to get ammo because the shortages even for police and federal agents, they don't know where the 2 billion rounds are going. There are shortages even for federal law enforcement. No one knows where it's going. Now, some of it hasn't even been delivered yet. It's like it's designed to just absolutely throw a shoe into things and create shortages. Go ahead.
No, that you're exactly right. And the thing is, we've been told the same thing. But way after that, you know, pick up on your own personal supply, because our sergeants won't even address it. You ask them about the shortage, they won't even talk about it. It's one of those things where, you know, ignore the man behind the curtain type thing.
Are they being ordered to do that? Because I was asked by a CIA asset. I'll just leave it at that. I shouldn't go any further than that. It's an analyst for the CIA who happens to be a talk show host. I'll just leave it at that. He said that he's interviewed a bunch of congressmen on and off air, and they just flatly deny to him. And that even when he's talking to CIA liaisons, they say that doesn't exist. Even though it exists, they've been ordered to say it doesn't exist. And that's only done on warfare fronts. That's what Gibbs talked about. You only blatantly lie, even when you know it's a known lie, when it's part of a military NORTHCOM operation, if it's domestic, and that's illegal. So, I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what the Nazi propaganda, so he said, was tell a lie, tell it big enough, and tell it enough so people will believe it. As far as our sergeants go, they won't even get into why they won't talk about it because they don't even admit that it's real.
No, you're absolutely right. And I don't even know what to say at this point. I don't even know what to say at this point. It's just so crazy. And again, even people in government are compartmentalized and don't know what's going on. But separately, it's hiding in plain view. It's very bizarre, this whole man behind the curtain thing. And look, the whole government's not bad. There are people in every government level who are good Americans who are upset about what's happening. There are people in the EU that are good members of their country that don't like what's happening. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Be safe wherever you're at. Okay, we'll be right back, and I'm just going to give each caller 1 minute. We got like 12 callers online right now. We're coming right back to you on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, and the news website, while it's still up, is InfoWars.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All I know is this. Government worldwide is running around like a chicken with its head cut off, digging in, buying weapons, trying to take on their domestic populations like some type of foreign occupying army. And I'm just desperately trying to speak out and say no to it. Like the former police officer, retired police officer said, peaceful pushback, pointing out that it's happening, that will cause a debate that neutralizes it. But you let them get all this in place and then stage some event to get the average bureaucrat to go along with it, with the official story, whatever they're going to pull, they're going to win. We get the word out or we're in deep trouble. Got a bunch of police on hold. Got a former police officer about those big underground bases they're building under national security in the Ozarks that have even been on the news. Just a lot of amazing stuff. We're going to your calls right now. Joe, Texas police, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing today, Alex?
Pretty good.
I was listening to you talk about Austin, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've been a police officer since 1974. I'm still an active police officer. First thing I swore to do when I became a police officer, and every Texas police officer does this, is you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Those officers should have disobeyed and refused to follow any orders that violated the Constitution. And those big thugs from South by Southwest, they should have been arrested by those officers out there for bothering your employees. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, they said they were with South by Southwest, and they went and got the cops, and then the guys ran off. But, I mean, it just shows, first people couldn't believe it until we showed the video and photos online. And I don't blame the public for thinking it wasn't true. I mean, how has it gotten to the point where some corporation can order the police around?
Well, they're not going to order me around, nor any of the officers or the deputies that work for my agency. And I think you'll find that the majority of police officers in Texas would tell a big organization to take a hike. We've got there, okay? We've got some intestinal
fortitude. Well, no, I found that in most areas. I don't know how they got away with it. What do you think about the billions of bullets that are public, but that they're denying?
Well, I mean, they can't take our guns. They're not going to be able to take our guns away, so they're going to take the bullets.
What is it?
It took me 3 weeks to find a store that had a box of 38 specials for my off-duty weapon.
Amazing. All right. Good to hear from you, Joe. Be safe. Let's talk to Robert, who is, I guess, NYPD. And you're on the air. Go ahead, Robert. Thanks for holding. He's listening to the radio delayed. He should come in about 10 seconds. Did he hang up? All right. Put him on hold till he comes back because I'm going to talk to him. Let's go to Spence. Spence, you're on the air. You're a former Missouri police officer. What's your info on the underground bases being built there in the Ozarks?
Hey, Alex. Actually, I'm a former deputy out of Boone County, Arkansas. But, I moved up this way just to kind of get away from the situation. But I still have quite a few friends that are deputies and, you know, on the police force and so forth. And a lot of them through this area, you know, have watch what's been happening, you know, with the underground and stuff. And, of course, the Ozarks are just honeycombed with
caves,
a lot of underground bunkers and so forth. But, there's a lot of activity that's going on just up. You know, you and Jesse Ventura, I think, you know, did a little special on this house that's up this way. And the underground bunkers that are up near the Springfield, Missouri area, and then recently, we found out that FEMA purchased the underground storage facility out of Branson, Missouri.
Oh, yeah. No, I consulted on Jesse Ventura's TV show, one of the episodes this year, and they confirm with the local police and others that it's the NSA, the CIA, and that the guy that runs the house that's 72,000 square feet, the New York Times reported on it, a behemoth vacation home, rises in the Ozarks. It's built with like 2-foot-thick concrete walls. And they've confirmed it's a command base on top of underground bases. Obviously, one guy from the NSA doesn't own it. And that is one of the alternate governments now outside of NORAD in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Camp David and Site R in Maryland. And the question is, what are they getting ready for out there? The intel I've got is they've been moving anti-personnel weapons in, which you don't have those to fight the Russians in an ICBM attack. You move armored vehicles underground to defend it from some type of uprising, and that is reportedly one of the safest areas in the country. What do you think is happening?
I think that this is a safe haven. It's right center of the, in the middle part of the country, and, with some of the subs that they have that Mao had out of Korea, you know, they've got those new electric subs that can actually come close to the United States.
That's right.
Launch a missile. They can't quite make it right dead center of the state.
No, they pull up and launch cruise missiles.
Yeah, that's right. Matter of fact, I don't know if you know, but you can pull it up on YouTube. There was a missile that was launched out there.
Oh, no. I mean, even the former head of NASA came out and said that's an ICBM. The U.S. tested one off their coast, so they detonated one with conventional munitions off San Diego. What was that, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. It was, and it was plainly, you know, they said it was a UPS plane that.
That was a submarine launch. That's right, not an ICBM. You're right. It was launched by a sub about 10 miles off the coast. Good to hear from you. Yeah, no, it's on record that they're building bases all over the place, and they've got black ops all over that area of the Ozarks. And they've been getting in locals' faces, which is not the best move. This country's in a lot of troubles, all I can tell you. I mean, they are gearing up to just go crazy on us. Good to hear from you. Is that other police officer back, or did Robert have to go? Yeah, he's gone. I wanted to hear from him. He had the radio on in the background. Let's talk about the cigarette taxes. Corey wants to talk about that in upstate New York. Real quick, go ahead.
Hey, boss.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
I've been looking around, and lately a lot of people, they've been smoking more and more cigarettes than normal, you know. And I've been thinking, since 2009, the FDA was put in charge of regulating what's put in them, you know.
You know what? Give me a document cam shot. I'm glad you called. I appreciate your call. I'm going to move quick now, but I didn't even get to this. Pepsi 2 years ago began doing flavor enhancement with dead babies, fetal tissue. And I heard it, didn't believe it. It was mainstream news. Now they've made it secret, and now they're announcing they're going to have additives, and they won't tell you what they are. And here's the headline. Pepsi replaces sugar with mystery ingredient. That's up on Infowars.com. And more they're saying they're just not going to tell us, and they won't let us know if it's GMO. I mean, it's like the devil's running things. People are smoking more cigarettes, and it's come out in lawsuits. Some cigarettes have up to 300-plus additives in them. And they're not additives. They're called drugs. They try to make stuff as addictive as they can. Francis in New York, welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead, Francis. Yeah.
I'm very good. Is this true under H.R. 32, Section 2521, that we all have to be chipped by Obamacare? Is that correct?
Yes. No, it does pay for chipping of the American people. It doesn't make you do it yet, but it does fund the microchipping of the American people.
Okay, yeah. I live in New York, and I work with a lot of teachers, and they're very ignorant. I mean, I talked to them about how the government's going to shut down your internet, how the vaccines are poisonous to children.
Well, they're not ignorant. They're brain damaged from the vaccines. The IQ is dropping. Cancer's up several thousand percentage. Diabetes. Type 2 diabetes on record is mainly aspartame and chlorinated water. I got two studies on it today. Guys, just type in soft drink, artificial sweeteners, type 2 diabetes. Of course, it's not artificial sweeteners. It's aspartame. Wood alcohol will fry your pancreas. It'll also look at macular degeneration off the chart. Glenn Beck's going blind from it, he was saying, but I sent him info about it. He made fun of me. When it's on record, it eats your cornea and your nerve. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying before, I work with a lot of teachers. Where I work for a school district, actually. And they're very stupid and naive. I tell them about how the government's taking over, how your jobs are going to go down the waistline, how your salaries are going to be worth shit because, excuse my language.
All right, we got to let you go, sir. Got to let you go there with that. Can't use any poo-poo words here. Last caller we got time for. Sorry to all the others. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, or local stations in your area. Good job catching that, guys. Mike in Canada, you're our tail gunner today. Go ahead, Mike.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, I've been getting your Infowars magazine, and I've noticed that a lot of people that won't look at the website or listen to the radio show, for whatever reason, they'll read that and they like it. And it got me thinking of a couple more things that we could do. Like a video game geared to kids.
No, Total Genius, some really simple free video game that's online to wake people up about the New World Order. Great idea.
Yeah, like get fluoride out of the water, identify chemtrails, know your amendments.
Identify the poison they're giving you in vaccines, whatever, and defeat the monsters. Great idea. I'm out of time. Great job to the callers. Great job to the list. Everybody, the sponsors, the team, my crew, our affiliates. God bless you all. Spread the word about the broadcast. Spread the word about liberty. Push back is the way to save the republic. Don't lie down to tyrants. God bless you all.